Secret of a happy life. In our genes or in our pockets? Four readers comment on the importance of wealth. A.
Most of us tend to assume that having a good income, which enables us to maintain a certain standard of living, with excess to use on luxuries for ourselves, is desirable. But does it make us happy? Experience tells me no. My uncle had an exceptionally high-powered job, and he profited financially from it, but in no way would I describe him as a happy person. He was one of the grumpiest people I've ever met. He hoarded his money, spent the minimum necessary on himself, nothing on helping others, and after his death, willed the whole fortune to an animal charity. In direct contrast, my uncle on my mother's side was generous to a fault with the money he earned from a similarly well-paid job. He too was single, but his view on the world was positive, and his house was full of singing and laughter. I guess what I'm trying to say is that happiness may be partly in a person's genes and partly in whatever life throws at them. Those of us with the gene will find something happy in life.
B.
I have to admit that people who seriously debate the contribution that income can make to a person's overall feeling of well-being and conclude that material possessions and having the wherewithal to buy them is not an indicator of happiness really get under my skin. Of course, everyone knows that all the wealth in the world can't make someone like or love you, or pay for miraculous cures for medical problems. And we've all met people who get really stressed because they need to work so hard to sustain the lifestyle that money has brought them. They certainly aren't particularly happy. We don't need surveys and scientific projects to tell us that, surely. But equally, we don't need anyone to tell us that having enough money to maintain good health or at least pay for the treatments and care we need when we are suffering is clearly very important. It's a fact of life. Whatever fancy language psychologists may use to tell us that money doesn't make us happy, a lack of money can definitely make life hard.
C.
My grandmother used to say money was the root of all evil, which I couldn't really get my head round when I was a child. Now, however, I can see what she meant, although I think the saying exaggerates the point, as all sayings do. I'd just like to point out how devastating the expectation of money can be on a family. I was brought up to believe that in life, you reap what you sow. I.e., you work, you earn, you live. What you earn is yours. I want my parents to use their money while they're alive, not to leave it to me when they die. That is why I get upset when I see people who plan their lives around an expected inheritance, and the ruptures this can create within a family are horrifying. My best friend's father took his own brother to court because he thought the division of the inheritance from their parents was unfair. It caused such a rift in the family that they haven't spoken for 10 years. What is that all about? And the way that controlling people use money to bribe family members to act in certain ways, threatening to disinherit them if they act otherwise, it's simply beyond my understanding.
D. In my opinion, happiness, or being happy, isn't a state of mind. I think it's the wrong choice of word. For me, the word happiness conjures up more a series of moments when, to be a little poetic, your heart lifts or feels full. To give a couple of examples, it's like when you watch a friend get married and you almost cry because it makes you feel so good. Or when you get the best possible results in a test and you want to punch the air and shout, yes! So, When you get these surveys or questionnaires and experts commenting about whether money brings happiness or things like that, I feel that they're considering the wrong question. Isn't it more about contentment or comfort? And it's all relative anyway, as far as I'm concerned. Some people, whether they're billionaires with considerable inherited wealth or those surviving on very little money, will always find things that will make them feel good.